producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And, you know, not only can I help you with all the stuff I usually help you with, Tracy, I'll be with you in 1 second, but I am channeling my inner Martha today, or my inner Betty, depending on your age. It would be Betty Crocker if you're really old, and Martha Stewart if you're sort of so-so, and I suppose Rachel, or, I don't know, one of the...
Getting your Rachel Ray in?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Betty Crocker, I don't think Betty Crocker was actually a real person. I think she was just Aunt Jemima, somebody. At any rate, I've been cooking. I got up early this morning, and I made sticky buns, and I'm making a turkey. And my daughter taught me about brining, and I'm not sure I like it, because, and I put it in a convection oven. I don't really understand convection ovens, except I think they cook quicker, so a turkey that time is going to take about 6 hours. Look, it looks about done after about 3.5. I don't know. I think I'll worry about that later. I'll worry about my little... I'll think about it tomorrow when the turkey is incendiary. Tracy, hopefully you didn't call me for cooking advice. How may I help you today?
Hi, I called for a cooking recipe.
Absolutely. What can I help you? I have a great one for frozen yogurt. You take the yogurt, you put it in the cup, 20 minutes later, out of the freezer, it's done.
I love that recipe. I've called you before. I have a 2-year-old son. And I don't know if you became the same way, but after you had your daughter, do you find yourself like getting more? I find like when I'm around my sister-in-laws and their children, I find like my I don't want to say anger, but I just feel like so like defensive after like being around their kids for 5 minutes. And I don't know how to fix that.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, I got exactly what you're saying. Now, is it you're just less tall? Are her kids older than your kid? Is she competitive with you? What? Tell me a little bit about the cousins.
Well, my husband's family, his parents live an hour away, and in the house live it's his mom and his dad and his two sisters, and one sister has two children. They are 3 and 11. And my husband's other sister has one son, and he's about a month older than mine.
Okay.
And I don't, like, I didn't have any issues with my son's cousins until, I don't know, like, about a year ago, the little girl who's 3 now tried to, like, smash my kid in between, like, the door and the screen.
Okay.
And she just,
So the issue is being protective of your son.
Yeah, the other thing is I know my kid's not perfect. You know, I say he is, but I know he's far from perfect, you know. But at the same time, it's like when we go to my husband's mom's house or whatever, I just feel like I just get so, I don't even know, angry, protective, in super protective mode. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to be that way, but we're going to be there on Wednesday, or on, I guess, Christmas Eve is Wednesday.
Yep, it is.
And it's like many hours. And then my son's other cousin, who's about a month older, he like continues to get in my kid's face.
All right, let me ask you the crucial question here. How does your son respond to his cousins?
He's fine.
Okay, wait a minute. There was no doubt in my mind that that was going to be the case. All right, so let me give you a perspective here.
Okay.
Your son will not only not mind playing with his 3-year-old and the kid who's a month older than he is, he will idolize them. So you taking him out of that situation isn't going to benefit him at all. It may benefit your stomach a little bit, but you're going to start a war with your sisters-in-law, and you're also going to be depriving your kid of the cousins that he adores. So understand that kids do play a bit rougher with each other, but one of the nice things about kids playing rough with each other is when it gets too much, the kid who's being roughed up a bit will come and find mommy or yell or whatever. So that's number one thing to remind yourself of, that you're going to be protective about your kid, but that he's fine. And when he's not fine, he'll let you know. Number one.
Even when they get all in his face?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And
I
number two, he needs...
Me, like,
pardon? Well, but it bugs you, but it doesn't bug him. And what we're trying to do is help your son. Not you're grown up. You can learn to cope, and I'm gonna give you some coping skills here. And that's why I asked you how your, because when your son's had enough, he'll come find you. He'll either scream or he'll hit back or he'll come find you. All of which is perfectly fine.
Can I say
fine.
One thing really quick?
Yes.
Okay, my sisters-in-law or whatever, I like them or whatever, but this is a thing for me that his cousins are always sick. So not only
Tracy,
have they wanted my child
Tracy,
to go over there
Tracy,
and play with their kids
Tracy,
sick,
Tracy,
what?
Stop. At some point, your child's going to go to school. And when your child goes to school, he's going to bring home every little bug that every other kid has. That's just part. You cannot raise your child in a bubble. And you have an only child. And one of the reasons that your kid will put up with nonsense from his cousins, other than the fact that kids idolize kids who are older than they are, is your kid spends a lot of time with you and not a lot of time with other kids. And that's not good for you or your child. Your child has to learn social skills. He has to learn give and take. He has to build up his immune system. You either have to decide that you're going to raise Bubble Boy and keep him away from everybody, which means you're going to have to homeschool him. You're going to have to make sure that he's never in a public playground, which is I certainly wouldn't recommend. I mean,
isn't
that's not
there,
a healthy.
Like a happy medium between around that area.
Yeah,
like
the happy medium
Bubble
is you go to your in-laws on Christmas.
Okay,
Tracy, this isn't about your kid. This is about you, and you're going to have to. Part of it is that. It would sound to me at some point, my dear, you need a job because you cannot make that two-year-old the entire focus of your life. It's not healthy for you and it's not healthy for him. And that's part of what's coming out on Christmas Eve. It's not that your kid isn't doing fine because he's relishing it. He gets to play with kids his own age. He gets to, it's a whole different situation for him. The person that's not a good situation for at this moment is you because you are so focused on that kid, which means you're not spending as much time probably with your husband as you should. You're not interacting with your sister-in-laws as anything except Mama Bear, that and if it makes you feel better, one of the things you can do as an intermediary step, which you were asking me for earlier, is get a babysitter that you take with you. That is your son's favorite babysitter. And the babysitter will watch all of the kids, and you can give that as a birthday present or as a Christmas present to your mother-in-law and your sisters-in-law. And the babysitter will be a lot less protective of your son, but he's not going to let things, the babysitter won't let things get out of hand. And you can relax and be a grown-up and let your kid be a kid.
Well, I followed your advice, and I do have a lady that he really loves, but she has, like, she has her own family.
Yeah, Christmas is a tough. Yeah, you need to find somebody who's Muslim or Jewish who doesn't do Christmas.
Well,
but and for Christmas it may be a little bit short notice anyway. But the point is, Tracy, your kid's fine. You need to let go of that kid a little bit. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for him. And it's not healthy for your marriage. It's not healthy for your relationship with your in-laws. It's just a bad deal all around. And if it's a bad deal all around, you got to stop doing it.
Can I say something? I have my bachelor's degree in special education, and I have an associate's in early childhood studies, and I do want to work, but once my child goes to school.
Well, you may need to put him in preschool then, because this is.
Well, no, that's fine.
Tracy, you're viewing yourself as an expert in child care, which I don't dispute at all. But being an expert in child care and being an expert on how to raise your children are not the same thing. And I can tell you that. I'm a psychologist. And I went to medical school. When it came to medical issues, to psychological issues with my kid, I stepped back. You cannot do both. And I think that's part of what's confusing you. And if a mother came to you as a client and said, explain exactly the same story you explained to me, you would tell her the same thing I'm telling her, which is you're overly protective of that child. The child is clearly fine. The child will tell you when he's not fine. You need to find some other focus in that child. The child cannot absorb 100% of an adult's focus. Not healthy.
Okay, and so when my last time we were there, my son was like squatting to go to the restroom, and his boy cousin just kept getting in his face. And then his older cousin has pushed my kid a few times, tried to push him out of things. And I mean,
Tracy,
I
just went through this entire thing with you.
But am I just supposed to stand there and not say anything to the other older?
Absolutely. Your kid will let you know when he's had enough. As long as your kid's not objecting, he'll figure it out. Put you on hold. I'll be back to you in a minute.
Okay.
I know you have 15 more questions. I'll put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking to Tracy, who's facing a problem that many of you are probably looking at with less than equanimity and glee, which is visiting over the holidays with the in-laws, and especially the in-laws' children, which may be a little less well-behaved than you'd prefer. And I'm saying, look, that basically, a couple things, that your kids will basically tell you when they've had enough, you know, when they're okay and when they're not okay. And if they're okay, you probably just need to let it go a little bit. Especially younger kids tend to be bullied a little bit by older kids, not because the kids are necessarily bad kids, but just because they're a little rougher when in their play. And if your kid doesn't object, then everything's probably okay. It's okay to just kind of let things go. If it's anything other than Christmas, taking a babysitter along, sometimes taking a favorite babysitter along, sometimes makes some sense, because a babysitter will sort of keep the other kids from doing particular harm, and it means you can relax a little bit and not feel that you've abandoned your child. But in this particular case, it sounds like, you know, kid's doing fine. He's not, you know, when he's feeling uncomfortable, he'll come find you.
Dr. Joy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The thing is, I understand about this space, and you are correct. You know, I am a bit of a shadow. It upsets me when I'm just standing there, you know, just talking to my husband or with his family, and in response to taking time away, my son sits in his own room. So once he goes to bed, my husband and I have date nights and stuff. You know, so we don't
That's still not helping your kid much. I mean, that means that he's spending 100% of his time with an adult. That isn't how kids... I mean, it means that he's going to be whinier than it has to be. It means he's going to be less socialized than he has to be. It means he's not going to be able to deal with his peers as well as other kids his age. You're not doing him any favors.
So I should just start having him... The thing is, when we take him to social situations, he's fine. Like, he'll go and he'll pet... Like, we went to Disneyland and he was fine. Like, he...
Disneyland does not count as a social situation, my dear. You didn't let a 2-year-old wander around Disneyland by himself.
Well, no, but when we're taking him to parks or to other events...
Those aren't social situations. Those are situations where you're changing the situation where you're with your kid. Your kid needs to be with other kids, playing with them.
Without me there?
Well, by and large, because you're a helicopter parent. Yeah. You haven't quite been able to be in the other room of your kid and let him be alone and let him that be fine for you and for him until you learn
He does play by himself in the other room when I...
Your kid is fine. It's not your kid that I'm talking about. It's you, my dear. I can't say that 14 more times.
Okay.
It's going to sound like I'm nagging you.
No. I mean, I didn't understand that. Like me, like when he goes off and he plays by himself, I'm fine.
As long as it's in the house.
Well, or he'll play outside and I can...
Tracy,
you know,
here, Tracy, listen. Two things.
What?
Try it for an hour or an hour and a half at your in-laws of just letting your kid alone, with the understanding being if he's unhappy, the two things to be aware of. If he's unhappy, he'll come find you, and if things get very, very, very quiet, nobody hears anybody, go check on the kids. Okay, you should be checking on the kids about every half hour, 45 minutes anyway. And second of all, for a New Year's resolution, you need to find a daycare situation for your son for an hour or two a day, for at least a couple days a week. Partially for his sake, mostly for your sake. Because you're too attached to your kid for either of your well-being.
And having my husband home like 2 days a week from work because he doesn't work, and he's going running errands and stuff without my kid, that's not sufficient.
Well,
I need to be more.
Well, I mean, that's a little better for you, but it doesn't help your kid's socialization at all. He's still got a parent around. Your kid needs to function without a parent around. You can't go to school with him. You can't go to college with him. You can't go on his honeymoon with him. Therefore, he's going to have to learn some of this stuff on his own.
Did you let go of your daughter? Or,
yes, I did. But so what? Whether I'm a good parent or not doesn't make any difference.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because why would I tell you to do something that I wouldn't do? Because
no,
either it's right or it's wrong.
Right.
And if it's right, of course I'd do it. And if it's wrong, why would I tell you to do it? Yes,
and
of course.
And then when he's with his cousins, if his older cousin pushes him, I just...
You let him push him, and he'll let you know when he's unhappy.
And I'm supposed to just be okay with that.
You're supposed to understand that kids push each other, and at some point your kid will push, and some kid will push him back. That's how kids
and
learn. He's not going to push him off the top of the Empire State Building, because you're not going to let him go to the top of the Empire State Building. I mean, you're not. I'm not asking you to be negligent. I'm asking you to think about what you're doing.
Okay. I know my kid can. I would just prefer my kid didn't have to, like, protect himself, but...
Well, of course he did. How is your kid going to have a sensible life if he doesn't know how to protect himself? How's that going to work?
I know.
Well, you know and you don't all at the same time.
Well, no, I do.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Tracy, listen, you have to work on the assumption that if a client was asking me the same question that I'm asking Brown, what answer would I give? And you would not tell a parent who had a kid who was doing fine with his cousins, well, if his cousin pushes you, take him out of the situation or slap the cousin or complain to your sister-in-law. You'd say, kids push each other. Watch kids on a playground. Happens all the time. Everybody's fine.
And I can't tell the cousin that, you know, hands are for hugging and leave that.
No, you can't discipline somebody else's kid. Your kid, Tracy, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to be bored out of my mind. My listeners are going to be turning off the radio, and you're not going to hear it. Your kid is fine. Back off. Are we clear about that? And if we're not, then we're not ever going to be clear about it. But I can't be any clearer about it. You're not thinking about your kid's welfare. You're thinking about your own. And that's not okay as a parent. One of the really the most difficult thing we have to do as a parent is understand what our kid's welfare is as opposed to our own. And when they don't overlap, we got to go with our kid. Because that's the responsibility. All righty? You can play that. Yeah. There we go. All right. I mean, look, parenting is a tough job because, I mean, Tracy is not a monster. She's just overly focused and she has tunnel vision and it's just not healthy. It's not healthy for your kid. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your marriage. It's not healthy for your relationships. Kids do okay. I mean, it doesn't mean that we lead our kid off in the middle of Central Park and say, I'll be back in a couple of hours when they're a 2-year-old. I mean, we're not stupid and we don't put our kids in danger, but there's a huge discrepancy between letting kids learn some social skills and putting our kids in danger. And we really, as parents, need to differentiate between the two because putting our kids in danger is irresponsible, but not letting our kids learn how to socialize in the long run is probably even more dangerous because they'll never learn it. And you don't need a kid who goes to kindergarten thinking that all the adults are going to be focused on him all the time. And if somebody doesn't play nicely with him, that he can go over in the corner and suck his thumb. I mean, kids are not stupid. They learn. And they learn pretty quickly, and they're very resilient. And when they're unhappy, they will let you know. Promise. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Roberta.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, Roberta. You sound full of vim and vinegar today.
Fury, Joy.
Fury, all right.
I'm 49, my fiancé is 53. I'm from Buffalo, New York. And 2 weekends ago, I flew out to California to meet my fiancé's family. The gathering went really well. Everything was fine until yesterday. I discovered that my fiancé's father's girlfriend, named Susie, was taking photographs with a digital camera, not telling any of us, and trying to catch us in candid moments, like with me, with my face stuffed with a quesadilla, every bag, every wrinkle, every ugly-looking face expression
I've
ever had.
Well, she probably wasn't trying to get you ugly. She just wanted some pictures.
Well, I would have appreciated if she had said, hey, everybody pose, or something like that.
Yeah, but Roberta, people who want to get, you know, candid flicks don't do that. They just take pictures, because the idea being that they can get actually better pictures.
Well, here's the thing. My wedding is August 9th. I don't want that woman and her camera anywhere near my wedding. And future family gatherings, I'm there to talk with the relatives and not worry about some tabloid photographer.
Well, what did you... But presumably she didn't sell them to the star.
Okay.
All right. What did she do with the photographs?
She emailed them to all the family for our albums.
All right. So you're not happy with photographs?
No. No, I don't want to be
more
like
do?
That way. Excuse me?
How old is your fiancé's father's girlfriend?
She's 69.
Great. They, Susie Q, me, you let me vet before I send them out, and I won't take icky photographs of you and send them around.
Okay.
And then I would treat the whole thing as a huge, big, hilarious joke. My guess is that she wasn't being wicked. She probably thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread. But I get it, that it's not much fun to have icky pictures circulated around. So I would just call her up and say, hey, listen, I'll make you a deal. And if she's 69, she's probably even more sensitive about, you know, because most of us don't feel that we're getting all that much more gorgeous as we get a little older. So I would just, but I wouldn't go to war. And what I would say, quite often at weddings, Roberta, people, the bride and the groom actually provide cameras for the guests, where everybody takes pictures. So you, because you're busy being the bride and groom, and then you have all those pictures to choose from. But I wouldn't attribute malevolent motives to her. I like that, malevolent motive. I think she just is so pleased with you, and that's what she does. And the fact that you didn't like the pictures is understandable. I mean, I agree that there are pictures that think, burn those little suckers. But I just call her up and I'll say, you know what, I'll make you a deal. Let's edit the films ahead of time, and that way we'll make sure that they're only adorable pictures of both of us.
That's a great plan. Thank you so very much.
All right. You're welcome. Happy wedding.
Thanks. Bye.
Vince, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
Good, Vince. What's on your mind?
Well, I spoke to you about a week ago about this situation and with this girl, and you had given me the advice about telling this girl that I'm looking for a commitment, and if she's not, I'm to step away for about 6 months and let her decide what she has to do.
Right.
Well, what happened was we had broken up for a while ago for 6 months, and then we got back together, and we had made a commitment that we were going to build a life together, and start a life together.
How long ago was that?
That was about 6 months ago that we got back together. We were apart for 6 months, and then about 6 months ago we got back together. And we said we were going to get back together, and we were going to focus on us and build a life.
What was
together.
Your complaint with her 6 months ago?
When we broke up for the 6 months?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was I was devoting all of my time to her and her home and her family and everything like that. And every time I had things to do in my life, I had to do them alone. She was not there for me to even contribute to anything I had to do.
So you want more from her?
Exactly.
Right. And so when she came back after 6 months...
When she came back after 6 months, she was coming to my house more with her children, and we were spending pretty much like maybe one weekend a month at my house and then 3 weekends a month at her house. You know, we were sharing everything.
So you were happy about it?
Yes, I was very happy about it. And, you know, we went through the holidays together and everything was fine.
Right, so what's today's problem? Where's the problem?
Well, I took your advice and I said to her, I said, listen, I'm looking for a commitment. I'm looking for someone to build a future with.
Right.
If you either want to or you don't.
Right, and what'd you say?
And... She said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you right now." And I said, "Well, it's fine. You know what? I'm not going to bother you about the relationship anymore. You take your time and think about what you want to do." But and I feel that I gave her, we had 6 months apart, and then we got back to there, and then we made.
Well, but it sounds like the 6 months apart were on a slightly different issue. That before you weren't saying long-term commitment, let's get married. You were saying, I want you to contribute more to this relationship. That's not the same. So and that's one of the difficulties about not knowing your own mind particularly, is that what you can say is, I want some A, and then somebody gives you A, and you say, oh, yeah, and then I want B. And so she may feel at this moment that, no matter what I give him, it's not enough. Because a year ago, when you broke up, you said, I want more from you. So she gave you more for 6 months, and you're now saying, okay, what I really want is a long-term commitment. And she's saying, well, I don't know.
I think you misunderstood me here. When we got back together, we had said we were going to make a commitment.
Well, I don't know what we said. I mean, I don't know that people don't usually speak in tandem, and so it may have been. I wasn't there, and it sounds to me that you're the one who was sort of making more of the conditions, and she may have gone along as opposed to saying, yes, I want to get married.
Well, what I said to her was, if we get back together, if this is going to work, do you want to commit to this relationship and build a life together? Do you want to? Because if you don't want to, I'm not going to bother getting back into it.
And what did she say?
She said, no, I want to build a life with you. Let's build a life together. Let's get our lives together.
Okay. So what's she now saying?
And now what happened was, like I said, there was this other gentleman that was a friend of hers for many years. And now all of a sudden he's divorced. He doesn't have his wife anymore. And he's been calling her more, coming around her more. And she's like, sort of like, well, he's my friend for years, and too bad if you. And what happened was that Friday night when you had given me that advice, now, this gentleman was at her house fixing her pool, and she was in the house listening to your radio show. And she was on the phone with me talking to me about what I said to you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, this gentleman is in her backyard.
But as long as he's in her backyard, not in her bedroom, who cares?
Well, the thing is,
Vince, get me to the point on this. We're talking with Vince, who's kind of in a relationship that goes on, then goes off, then goes on, then goes off. And so what's today's question, Vince?
Okay. Like I said, I gave her the 6 months before.
No, don't tell me what you've already told me. Just tell me what your question is.
Okay. Should I really go pursue this relationship if this girl is not sure?
Well, but Vince, you can't. You can't. And, when last we talked, the deal was that that you would sort of say to her, fish or cut bait, and she's saying, I don't know. So I think what you need to do is sort of move out. And I'm not sure you can move on, because clearly you want the relationship to work. But you can't work with somebody in a relationship who's unclear about whether or not they want to work. And you hear me all the time say, the new relationship is really easy. I mean, relationships at the beginning are always easy, or you wouldn't get involved in them. If they're difficult, you just walk away from them at the beginning. They get more difficult as time goes on, because the initial glitter wears off a little bit. We find out who we really are. We stop trying to be amenable and charming, and we become who we really are. And that's when you find out whether or not a relationship is workable. That's the, 6 to 9 to 12 months. And the two of you got through, it seems like you're really good at 6 month increments. You're good at being away for 6 months and good for being together for 6 months. I don't know. I mean, and I think you have to figure out where you are on this. Are you willing to wait it out a little bit longer? And if so, then I think what I would do is say, look, here's the deal. I would really like to walk off in the sunset with you, but I don't want to do this. I don't want us to be on for 6 months and then off for 6 months. So here's the deal. You figure out if you want to be in this relationship. If you do, you call me up and we'll get married within 3 days. And if you don't, then when you make that decision, that would be a kindness for you to call me. But if if my phone's still not ringing and I know it's still not you. I think, Vince, you can't work on a relationship where somebody's not certain if they want to be on a relationship. And you hear them all the time say that the best motivation any of us have for somebody wanting to work with us is that they miss us. And sitting around saying, look, I'm waiting for you, or, are you ready yet, are you going to do this, isn't sexy. It's not, it's not stimulating. It's not anything except brings out the bully in people. So I think at this moment you don't have much option, which I know is kind of frustrating, but she gave you her answer. You said, I want to go forward to you, and she said, can you get back to me on this? I'd say, no, I'm out of here. and get out. And I don't even think I'd do the 6 months again. I think I would just say, you know, I'm done. And then you have to wait some
period. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Margaret, who has kind of a heartbreaking story, to be quite honest, that when she was a young woman, she had a child in China and got a divorce, and the court gave her daughter to her husband. She and her parents then left the country, and her husband basically gave their child to a coworker who couldn't have children, and so she was raised not knowing that she was adopted. for the last 30 years. And Margaret pursued her, and I think through a certain amount of luck, found her, because when she was adopted, both her first name and her last name were changed. And luckily, her ex-husband was still around and was willing to give that information to the police. And so Margaret went to visit her, and it wasn't love at first sight for either of them. That Margaret feels that to a certain extent, her daughter was somewhat spoiled. She has kind of a chip on her shoulder, feeling that she wasn't loved enough. And Margaret offered some unsolicited advice, which made her daughter angry with her to the extent that there is not much of a relationship going on now. And I'm saying, Margaret, look, you cannot view this as a mother-daughter relationship in any way except biologically at this moment, because the two of you had essentially all of your daughter's life except for a year where she thought she was somebody else's child. And so if you're going to proceed, both of you, first of all, she's not a child anymore, so she gets some vote in how the relationship is going to work. But essentially criticizing her, even though I know that wasn't your intent, but that's how she interpreted it, is not a way to start. So what I would do, especially this season, because it's, you know, it's an emotional season, is she Christian?
Not really. You know, in China, okay, they don't have a religious. People go to church in religious in China. Mostly it's like fashion, some American stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but I mean, you can still, is Christmas celebrated? I know that China's basically...
they do celebrate Christmas because
perfect.
All can dress up, look pretty.
That's all we need. we don't actually need any more than that. You can just say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, happy regular New Year, Happy Chinese New Year, and what I'd like to do is go forward and work out a relationship with you that makes some sense to both of us. And I promise not to be critical and tell you what to do, that I can't be your mom given the fact that I haven't been around for the last 30 years, even though that wasn't my choice or my intention. So if we're going forward, what kind of relationship would you like to have with this woman? What would make sense to you?
Yeah, my question is, now she calls me
Margaret, why don't you answer my question first, then we'll go to your question.
Oh, so I said that, well, I hope I can become her best friend.
You've got 30-year difference in age and half a world apart, so that's unlikely.
Yeah, okay.
You might be able to be a friend.
Okay.
But you're not going to be her best friend. There's just too much. I mean, your best friend probably isn't 30 years younger than you are.
Yeah,
and it's too complicated a relationship to be best friends. I know mothers and daughters say that all the time. Sometimes it's true. A lot of times it's not. So, you know, I think that's... I would settle for friend at this moment rather than best friend.
So you
were asking me something else that you asked... She called you.
She calls me in the letter. She write an email to me and in a Skype and ask me, call my, like, my name is Margaret, and she called me Mother Margaret. So may I ask her just call me Margaret? So
well, why don't you let her call you whatever she wants to call you?
Oh, okay. Don't say anything. Okay.
Yeah, and no, Margaret, if you'll remember what I said you can't decide to be her mother, but she can allow you to do that. It's her choice, not yours.
I see.
So if she wants to call your mother Margaret, I think that's fine. And probably part of it is for her son, so that she has, so she can refer to it as his grandmother.
Yeah. So second question is, from this point, do not give her any advice about a career or education unless she asks me.
Exactly. You just got exactly the right phrase, Margaret. If she asks you, that's fine. If she doesn't ask you, unsolicited opinions are usually not very valuable. It just makes people unhappy.
Oh, I thought I can help her make a better life. I get, you know.
Well, if she wants, but Margaret, think about the implication of that statement. I can help her make a better life. There are two very negative implications in that. Number one, her life right now isn't very good. And number two, you can do something for her that she can't do for herself. Neither of those are very positive.
I see.
Okay. I know they're well-meaning on your part. I know your point is not to be damaging, but that's not necessarily how she's going to interpret them.
Right. last thing, and she didn't expect me to take her for the trip because she know I travel with my husband. You know, we live below me, so I like to see the world before, you know, get old because my husband has lots of surgeries. And she know we travel. She expect me to take her to travel. I do plan to take her to travel to Europe or whatever, that's her dream. But I don't want to become like a habit or something, suddenly become like a, intimacy. So
you don't want to, you don't want to feel that she's her only interest in you is that you take her places.
Yeah. So how do I deal with this?
Well, I think you sorted that out, and I think you can be honest with her and say, I think it'll be more comfortable for the two of us to travel together as we get to know each other. So maybe you can come here, and I'll pay for half, and I'll come there. Let's work out a relationship before we work out a travel plan. Because traveling with somebody you don't know very well and don't get along with very well, especially when one person's paying for everything, doesn't feel very good to anybody.
Right. And last thing, I did tell her, I did offer her, I said she can come to travel here with her son, and I said I'll pay for it. But again, I don't want this to happen like every year, every time they come here, become I pay for it. You know. Then.
Well, then figure out what you are willing to do. Figure out what, if you say, listen, I'd like to be able to do it this year. I'm not sure I can do it every year, but I can do it this year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Where did you learn all of your English since you've been in the States?
I learned English. As a matter of fact, when I was in China, I determined, I heard when I was in China, the Communist Party control at the time, I heard English, American broadcast and BBC broadcast in radio, and I caught my interest, and I decided to learn, and I decided I want to come to this country, and I'm glad I did.
Yes, well, you speak excellent
everything.
English. You really
yeah,
do.
Oh, thank you. I love education. I love this country. And the only thing in my life I regret is, left her in China.
Well,
so,
tell her that. Tell her that.
Yeah.
Treat it as a new friend, as a new person that you've just met, that you may have some things in common, and you're exploring. I mean, because there are people that you've met at a party or at school or in the neighborhood or at church, and you think, so that's an interesting person. I kind of like to get to know them. But you go slowly, and you find out who they are and who you are and how you're going to work things out, and you don't want to be paying for their lunch all the time, and you don't want them to pay for your lunch all the time. You work it out. So just go slowly. But think of her as somebody you're interested in getting to know. Don't think of her as your daughter right now, because it'll be confusing to both of you. Okay, happy holidays, Margaret.
And thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.